Peter Gabriel at Triple M, Jane Dave, 5:45. Nitto on Cyclone Chasers on the air with us after 6 a.m. this morning. From all reports, Niren, tropical cyclone Niren, moving away from the coastline. Expected to bring a bit of weather to our region. All the details coming up very soon here on Triple M. We are live thanks to North Jacklin Nissan to test drive the new Nissan Navara today. Go and see the team at North Jacklin and Mackay.
You just mentioned there was a little bit of drama yesterday. Is everything okay?
I got stuck in an elevator at the harbour.
Oh, really? At your mum's place?
Yes. So she's away at the moment. And I had to pop in and do some things.
Yeah.
Eat her food is what I meant. I'm kidding. I didn't do that. Maybe. And the elevator to the apartment.
Yeah.
Well, it's like gated, so you have to go in.
Sure.
So I went in and I put the thing in, went up to her floor.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I went in, came back out, and the elevator was making a noise. I'm always a bit scared when the elevator makes a noise. Even here at work, the one here at work is horrible for that.
So, hang on a second. You got stuck inside the elevator?
Yeah. So, I went into the elevator to go to the ground floor.
Yeah.
And the door's shut. I hit the floor, like ground floor.
Yeah.
And nothing happened.
Oh, it just completely stopped.
It stopped and I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, well, this is fun. there was no camera in this elevator.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't find the phone thing where you can ring somebody and say, hey, I'm in the elevator. Not that I probably would anyway.
Oh, you'd go for the fire and emergency services on your phone instead, wouldn't you?
Oh, that, but those things are embarrassing. Like, I always just envision somebody sitting in a room somewhere and that's their sole job is to wait for somebody to say, excuse me, I'm stuck in the elevator. So I would rather them find me as a skeleton in that thing, like Teddy's down the track, than to press that button.
Right. It seems to be a thing with you. You always get stuck in elevators.
But I actually took a video. You can see it on our Facebook page. I'll put it up this morning. But, so I'm sitting there like, this is fun. Anyway, so I pressed the button, then the doors opened again.
Oh, good.
On the same floor.
Yeah.
I thought, well, no, we haven't moved anywhere. So then I shut the door. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this thing?
Hang on a second. Anyone else would actually say, okay, the elevator's not working. They get out and take the stairs.
Yeah.
But not you.
Yeah.
Right.
So I shut the doors because, you know, the little button that shuts the doors again.
Yeah.
So I shut the doors. The doors shut. And I'm like, why isn't this? Oh, that's why I have to I have to hit the ground floor button. So, the whole time I'm sitting there.
Are you serious?
I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this elevator? No, I just wasn't pressing the right buttons.
No one
told me how to use that darn elevator. And I was about to ring that thing saying, I'm stuck in the elevator. And they would have said, just try pressing one of the buttons.
Oh, my God.
But I thought I hit the ground button to start with, but I didn't press it hard enough because the light didn't come on. So here I am taking a video. I thought was going to be my last moments alive ever.
Yeah.
And then...
You see, you're like Tom Hanks in Castaway, just inside the elevator with the big beard and everything else.
They're like, why didn't she press the button? That's a very good point.